So St. John Bosco was a great apostle of the youth. He brought in street children. He was like the Pied Piper of street children. All the street children would follow him into the city. He was converting them. During John Bosco's lifetime, with his special method of education and offering confession frequently to the boys, this is a good reason why you should take your children from a young age to confession, so that they'll be in the habit of being in the state of grace frequently. He would do it once a week with his boys. He had 5,000 people become priests during his lifetime because of him. So, of course, the devil wants him bad. So the secular audiences, the secular people, didn't like all these street children all over the city. Could you imagine if Sugarland was covered with children bums all over the place? They'd say, okay, Sugarland, okay, we love the children, but you got to get rid of these kids. We cannot have all these kids roaming around town center. Come on, right? So what happened? People would, they would get Don Bosco. They would try to rob him. They would try to beat him up. One time, these two criminals put John Bosco in a bag and put him on their shoulder. And all of a sudden, this big great dog bites their butts and pulls them to the ground and opens the sack. And Don Bosco comes out. And now after that, every time Don Bosco would walk to wherever he was going, the dog would show up. Anytime Don Bosco was in trouble or street thugs were trying to get them, he'd just go, right? And so Don Bosco started calling this dog El Grigio. He said, oh, El Grigio is here with me. Anytime Don Bosco had trouble, anytime he had to go out at night because he was constantly being called to sick calls, that dog would just show up. He wouldn't feed the dog. The dog would just disappear. So he concluded that that dog was his guardian angel. That's Don Bosco. Also, Don Bosco was known for prophetic dreams. He could wake up in the middle of the night and he'd wake up and he'd say, oh, Dominic Savio, you're going to die. Oh, how do you know, Don Bosco? I had a dream that you were going to die. And so what's happening? Angels also speak through dreams. What do we forget about St. Joseph? We forget about the Magi? Okay, so he heard in a dream. Maybe he knows there's something biological. Maybe Dominic Savio is sick. He doesn't know it yet. And I don't know if this is really true. Sorry, Dominic Savio. Dominic Savio is a real saint and they knew each other. So I'm just making up stories about him. Disclaimer. But he would do this all the time and say, this guy is going to die. This person has mortal sin. How would he know? Well, the angel, it would be a dream, but my theory is an angel would put that in him. The next character I have up there is St. Gemma Galgani. Gemma Galgani was a very beautiful woman, but she had very many health issues, and she was restricted to her bed many times, and she wanted to speak to her spiritual director about these pressing spiritual matters, but she had no way of communicating, so she'd write him a letter, and she had no way to get the letter. Oh, I'm so sick, I've got the stigmata. And what would happen? An angel would appear and take the letter to her spiritual director. The director would write back, take the letter to St. Gemma Galgani. Why would the angel do this? Because they didn't have text messages back then. That was their text message. You write the text, I'll send the message. She also did have bouts with the evil one, beating her physically. But you have to, I forgot to mention, that if the Blessed Mother's already appearing to you, yeah, I would pretty much imagine that you might get beat up by the devil at some point. But if the Blessed Mother's not appearing to you, you got nothing to worry about. You're not going to be put to the test of being a punching bag for the devil. All right. Down below, we have Mother Angelica. Oh, how I love Mother Angelica. I have her here with angels and the saints. What? She's not even dead yet, man. What are you already putting her in the saints? Because she was a saint during her earthly life. And if she's spending her whole time now before the Blessed Sacrament, all day, every day, in so much physical pain, if she's not a saint, ain't nobody going to be a saint. So what happened? When Mother Angelica was a teenage girl, she was crossing the street, but she was so careless, thinking about all sorts of things, maybe thinking about her mother and her troubles. And she stepped into the street right as a bus is about to hit her. And all of a sudden, nobody knows how, but she flew to the other side and was thrown to the ground. Well, of course, we know who that was. It was a guardian angel picked her up and threw her. She's also had many occurrences of divine providence. What does that mean? That means she owes the bills. She needs $2.5 million to pay for a satellite dish. The dish is already on the garage, on the truck. The man wants the check. And she's in the chapel saying, Jesus, the man is here with your satellite dish. How do you suspect that I should pay him? Oh, mother, there's somebody on the phone with you. Go tell him to go away. Don't you know I need $2.5 million? I'm busy right now. Jesus, I need the money. Mother, this guy keeps telling me he needs to talk to you. And then she says, give me the dang phone. I don't know. She probably used more vocal, colorful language. What do you want? Mother, I was on my yacht reading this. I was going to commit suicide. And then I read your spiritual book. I want to give you $2.5 million. Can you have that money wire transfer me by 6 p.m.? What is happening? Yes, it's the providence of God. But don't you think that that guardian angel of Mother Angelica is over there saying, going to every single rich person saying, do you want to commit suicide right now? Okay, don't do it. Okay, $2.5 million wire transfer. That's how our guardian angels work. They know. We don't think about this. But there's secondary causes. All the things God wants to do. That's why it's not just humans, bugs, dogs, huge gap, God. It's humans, dogs, angels, archangels, powers, you know, principalities, dominions. He's got this whole infrastructure. Finally, before we're done, Padre Pio. He had two things. Well, he also had the ability to see his angels sometimes. But he was also known for miracles and for the stigmata. And he would tell people, send me your guardian angel and I'll pray for you. And so when he was locked up in his prison, not his prison, his actual, I say his prison because it's a cell, but he was locked up in his room because he was under interdict. He wasn't allowed to go anywhere. He wasn't allowed to celebrate sacraments publicly. He was there. What did he have to do? He just prayed the rosary all day. So he said, okay, send the guardian angels. And every day he said that so many thousands of guardian angels would come to him with their prayers. And he says, if you want anything, so whenever I pray to Padre Pio and for his novena and all that stuff, I always say, okay, guardian angel, also go bug him and remind him what he said about sending the guardian angel and he'll do it. All right. But also he used to get beat up by the devil because of all these visions he was having. Of course, it's natural. So he would say, God, protect these priests, these spiritual children of mine. Okay, I'll suffer anything. If you want to beat me black and blue, I'll suffer it. And then one night he was really getting pummeled by a devil, giving him the punching bag workout in his stomach. And then when he was done, he was all bleeding. And he looked at his guardian angel and he says, what are you doing there? You just let me be beat up? What's wrong with you? I'm not talking to you. Go away. But what did the angel said? He said, but Padre, you don't understand the way God's providence works. I was letting you grow in grace. I was letting you grow in virtue. If I did not allow this suffering to happen to you, all your spiritual children would have fallen into sin. So sometimes God allows bad things to happen to good people to bring good out of it for our family and our friends. So you might be wondering, why am I suffering with cancer? Why? And it could be because God is using you to save the souls of your family and your friends. He wants you to participate in the salvific, the redemptive, through your redemptive suffering for their salvation. And Pope Benedict XVI also, when he was getting along in years, he was much older, and he was going on vacation, and he fell and broke his arm. And he said, oh, where was my guardian angel? And then, but he quickly corrected himself. He said, I was hoping to go on vacation, but I guess the Lord has planned for me to grow in virtue and to grow in patience and to grow in love for God. All right, so we're done. Our talk is done, but we have one more slide. And that's, what do we do now? What can we do tangibly to have a greater devotion to our guardian angel on a daily basis? So there's four things. The first is pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer. In the 1880s, Pope Leo XIII was celebrating Mass, and in the middle of Mass, well, he wasn't celebrating, he was having it celebrated for him, I believe. In the middle of Mass, he was kind of like in one of these trances, looking up, and he had a vision of what was going to happen to the church in the future. And so after that, he immediately went to his room, he composed a long prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, and he said, this prayer must be said after every single low Mass, this prayer must be said to protect the church, to protect the future of the church, to protect Russia spreading its errors, to protect all of the priests and all of the millions and billions of people who are Catholic. And so that happened. But in the 1960s, my son is always saying, after he's always like, when did that start, Dad? He's like, let me guess, in the 1960s. Yes, very good, Joseph. In the 1960s, they stopped doing the St. Michael the Archangel prayer. And we need the St. Michael the Archangel prayer more than ever. So why is the devil running loose? Why are so many churches empty? Not our church. Our church is very full, very rich, very vibrant. But why is our church so full? Why is our church so rich? It's because we pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer after every Mass. So pray the prayer in your private. Get in the habit of saying it not only after Mass, if you don't go to daily Mass, at some point, before bed, in the morning, pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer. You will notice your temptations will decrease. Your confidence in God will increase. If you go to a church, and this is not your church, and they don't have the St. Michael the Archangel prayer, how can I get the Archangel prayer in my church? I don't think my pastor would approve of it. I don't know if this is a good idea. I always give bad advice. I'll give one more piece of bad advice. That is, it is better to ask for mercy than to ask for permission. So, if for some reason you think that this might be a bad idea at this particular church, that particular church probably really needs a St. Michael the Archangel prayer. If their priest is against praying to the St. Michael the Archangel, you can just all of a sudden, maybe you have two friends and you over here, okay, you sit in the front. At the same time, after a minute, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. And maybe the other angels will chirp in or chime in, but you have to be persistent. And that's how it gets started, organically. It starts from the bottom, grassroots. So maybe you can try this, and maybe you can talk. And a lot of times the priest won't say anything. He'll just be like, whatever, I'm in the sacristy getting vested. You people fight it out amongst yourselves if you don't like it. Hands-off approach, which isn't always a bad thing. Second, what can we do with our guardian angel? Pray. So I have a picture of little children praying. That prayer, although for little children, is good enough. Because guess what? Compared to an angel, we're babies. Ain't much difference from a 40-year-old and a 4-year-old. Our prayers ain't going to be anything like their prayers. That little prayer is good enough. Have the habit of saying, it's very short, like a couple seconds, 30 seconds. Say it in the morning, say it in the evening, add it at any point throughout the day. St. Jose Maria Escriva, whom we have the relics here, first class relics, would always encourage people, whenever you go into a room, to try and acknowledge the presence of your guardian angel. So basically forming a holy habit. When he said that when he went into a room, he would always try and acknowledge the presence of everybody's guardian angel. So you see only 50 people. Okay, now I know that there's 100 present. Spiritual, 50 spiritual guardian angels that are present. This is a good habit, even for just a moment to recollect. So it's not just enough to think about the angel. It's good to ask them. I'm constantly, ooh, my angel's probably like, you better learn to talk. So I'm a bad example because it's like, don't give your guardian angel a name. And then I'm constantly harassing my guardian angel. For example, I bought this picture frame on Amazon for Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. It's 19 by 24, the most awkward frame size ever. I went on Amazon, I ordered it. Right after I ordered it, something in the back of my office fell down. And I was like, what? And then I felt another thing fell down. And I was like, great, what do you want? Go to Hobby Lobby. I know Hobby Lobby's not going to have it. 18 by 24 is what they have. This is 19 by 24. So the whole time I was complaining on my way to Hobby Lobby, saying, you know, you guardian angel, you already know. You can go over there and come back and tell me there's no 18 by 24. Why are you sending me to Hobby Lobby? So I'm fighting with my angel. I get there, of course, no 18 by 24, just like I said, and I'm going around like this, throwing my hands around in the Hobby Lobby, and then I get a text message, ding, ding, and then it's like, my mom, you want to go get lunch? You can ask her, I always tell her no. Not because I'm not a good son, but because it's work time and I should be working. I'm at Hobby Lobby for work things. But my mom says, you want to go for lunch? And I say, what time? Just because, why am I here? Why am I here right now? And she says, in a couple minutes, I'm at Five Below. And I was like, Five Below? And I go outside, and there's my mom's car parked right there, right at the entrance, right next to Hobby Lobby. I walk over, like literally, I walk out the door, and I can see my mom's car. I think my guardian angel was telling me, go eat lunch with your poor mother. And I found every time I get angry with my guardian angel, he somehow does something. I was complaining to him. One last story, I promise. I was complaining to him about, I need stories for this class, and I have a lot that I'm not telling you. Some involving Pope Benedict, where I got to see him, police escort. I didn't tell that one. Anyways, save that for another day. I was complaining to my guardian angel. I need stories for this class. I can't be like, guardian angels are real. I can't tell you from experience. And then, so I was complaining, and then I couldn't get my, I put these necklaces on. I couldn't get the necklace on. I was like, what are these stupid things? Nothing's going right today. And then I have all these medals. And one of them was tangled up, and it was the medal of Padre Pio. And then I it's kind of in my conscience, my mind was illumined. Maybe it's like Padre Pio. Maybe it's good for your soul that I'm not doing everything that you want me to do, you little lazy bum, right? And so I thought of it. I was like, you're right. I got to work, and I said, all right, Lord, come on, seriously, give me some guardian angel signs. And then my mind was illumined. Dude, most of the time you see guardian angels like in magnificent ways, it's when somebody's like about to die. And I was like, car accident, somebody pulling the car off of the person. And I was like, I don't want none of that. I was like, figure out a way to show yourself to me without hurting me, please. Don't hurt me. So I was in here setting up for an event, and I went back to my office, and I was kind of like, I don't know what I was doing. I just went back to my office. And I don't know why, but I checked the room, the rosary room, B6. And I opened the door, and there's a woman with a whole case of fallen on top of her, with all these drawers falling out on top of her, and she's like, ah! And I ran over there and I put it back, and she says, Gabriel, it's a miracle! Oh my God, it's a miracle! Sorry, Anne. It wasn't a good impersonation of her, but she was very ecstatic. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, this bookcase just fell on me and the drawers were falling all over me. And I thought to myself out loud, I said, the only person who's here at this hour, the only person who can help me is Gabriel. And right when I said, Gabriel, you opened the door. And I said, oh yeah, that's me. Anytime, any place, say my name and I'll be there. Not exactly. So have a sense of your presence of the guardian angel. Also have a great devotion to the Blessed Mother. I've noticed the most miracles happen when I'm praying the rosary. Why? Because the graces that she promised, these are all, basically all the graces are flowing from God through her hands, the mediatrix of all graces. And so it's just kind of like dawned upon me that all these accidents are happening by the hand of an angel. And then it's kind of like, oh, I see how that worked. They can see this and they can go to this person. And so it's very entertaining for me. But pray the rosary every day. And I promise the more you pray, the more coincidences that you will see. And finally, be devoted to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. That's the whole point of your life, is to worship and adore God and to be reverent with him in this life and in the next. That's what your angel wants more than anything. Make time a holy habit at least once a week of visiting Jesus and spending time with him. And then I promise you that your life will go well. Everything might not be good, but your soul will be at peace and you'll go to heaven. Now, I've given you three things. I've given you icons. I personally like icons as my images. I don't know if maybe you have noticed, but the majority of my images, save for this St. Michael the Archangel image, is the people looking directly at me. Like this, that picture of St. Michael the Archangel doesn't really do much for me, because it's kind of like, I remember that point in time when St. Michael the Archangel threw down Satan into hell. But when I look at Divine Mercy and Jesus is like, you, Jack, or the Sacred Heart of Jesus and he's like, give me your heart. And Mary's like, come on, give me your heart. Icons or images that look forward have a sense of presence to them, and it's not like a holy reminder. It's kind of like a conviction, like, don't you love me? And that Mary's all holding the rosary and the medal. And it's like, don't you want to wear these? Come on, right? So I would recommend getting holy pictures. The holy pictures I gave you are icons. The icons that I have in the front are from monasteryicons.com. I buy a lot of my religious art from there. The images that are on the side tables are from catholictothemax.com. They're actually, the Catholic to the Max and Monastery Icons are actually relatively affordable, and the images are decent quality for putting up in one's home. So that's what I gave you. I gave you icons because the Greek Orthodox and the Eastern churches believe that they're windows into heaven. I've given you, as you can see, the guardian angel prayer, very simple. Maybe you can give it to somebody if you already know it, or you can just keep the picture for your holy devotion. St. Michael the Archangel picture. And then finally, the biggest picture I gave you. Do you have an extra one of those? You stay there. I'll take that. Thanks. And on the back of it has a consecration to the guardian angel. So your guardian angel's already with you. Your guardian angel's already protecting you. Your guardian angel loves you, wants the highest and the best things for you. But it would be nice if we make a formal declaration saying, guardian angel, I realize what you've done for me. I appreciate what you've done for me. I want to offer myself to be more disposed to you. And some people might say, but I already did that Louis de Montfort consecration. I already did that morning glory consecration to Mary, and I already told her, I'm giving her all. I'm giving my heart. I'm giving my merits. I'm giving my everything to you, Blessed Mother. I can't do this one. It doesn't count. Actually, your consecration to your guardian angel further enhances your consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You're saying, guardian angel, help me live out my Marian consecration to even a fuller extent. So you're asking Mary to help you get to Jesus. You're asking your guardian angel to help you go through Mary and Jesus. It's just like more people pushing you forward. So we're going to pray this prayer together. And we'll pray this prayer together, and that'll be the conclusion of our event this night. So I'll give people a second to get their guardian angel consecration prayer. I'll tell you a quick story since we're having to wait. So I was at World Youth Day in Spain. I was very disappointed that when you go to World Youth Day, I thought I would see the Pope, because it's like, go to World Youth Day, see the Pope. Oh, so wonderful. But there's 2 million people in downtown trying to see the same person. And there's a bunch of buildings blocking the way, right? So it's a huge disappointment. For me, anyways, it was a huge disappointment. So I had a little media pass it wasn't worth beans because I have no media credentials. I'm just like a website. I just had a website and some YouTube videos. But just to make Catholic people feel better because we're so bad at the media, they give you your little media pass. You can get into the press center, which means nothing. You can't actually go see the Pope or anything, right? So I already knew I wasn't going to see the Pope. I had this strong conviction that I should go to the press center and ask to get on the bus. So I went. I had nothing to lose. I wasn't going to see the Pope anyways. So I went there, and part of the reason I went there was to get video footage for this lady who paid me money to go there and film the Pope. Little do we know, we're not going to see the Pope. Anyway, so I went to the media center. I went to the lady, and I said, "I'd like my press credentials, please." And she says, "Are you on the list?" She looked at me like, "I'm not from NBC, ABC, or any of these television places." She said, "Are you on the list?" I was like, "Maybe." "What's your name?" "Gabriel Castillo." "You're not on the list." I was like, "Can you check again?" "You're not on the list." I was like, truefaith.tv, maybe it's under truefaith.tv, because my website is truefaith.tv. So I was like, has TV in there, maybe I can get in, right? And she says, and she was a younger woman, and she was like, "Dude, don't even try. Like, this is high security, serious business here. You're not going to get on a bus escorted by the police to go see the Pope, right?" So I was like, okay, now what do I do? So I'm like standing there talking to myself, kind of looking up like, pondering things, and all of a sudden, I see this man come up to the girl, and they're talking, and she's all like, and he's all like, and he's like waving to me to come here, and she's all like, and they're talking in Spanish, and she's like, "No way," and she's like, "I am your supervisor," and then he's like, are you a photographer? I was like, "Photographer," and they're like, "Yeah, sí, photographer," and he's like, "Sí, press pool A." And I was like, he's like, "You need to catch the bus." And then so I was like, "Put this on." and then I'm all about taking pictures of all these weird things that happened to me. But this woman was on the bus with me. So I was trying to play it cool and not be like, "Selfie all over the place." "I'm on the bus going to see the Pope." So there was like a motorcycle. So I have a picture. The only way I can prove this is I have pictures of the Pope from really close up and also like motorcycles escorting the vehicle that I'm in. But I don't know what happened. Maybe that guy thought, again, he thought I was somebody different. Maybe he thought I was, Dan Rather, I don't know. Or maybe the guy was in the bathroom. Maybe the real guy was in the bathroom and my angel was like, "Oh, I'm pretending to be the press secretary." Or maybe he just felt sorry for me. I don't know. But that happened, so that was cool. Anyways, okay. So that just filled the time while everybody got their prayer card. So let's go ahead and kneel down or stand, and we'll pray our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O holy angel of God, here in the presence of the triune God, in the love of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer, I, Gabriel Castillo, a poor sinner, want to make a covenant with you, who are his servant, so that in union with you, I might work with humility and fortitude for the glory of God and the coming of his kingdom. Therefore, I implore you to assist me, especially in the adoration of God and of the most holy sacrament of the altar, in the contemplation of the word and the salvific works of God, in the imitation of Christ and in the love of his cross, in a spirit of expiation, in the faithful fulfillment of my mission within the church, serving humbly after the example of Mary, my heavenly mother, your queen, and you, my good guardian angel, who continually behold the face of our Father in heaven. God entrusted me to you from the very beginning of my life. I thank you with all my heart for your loving care. I commit myself to you and promise you my love and fidelity. I beg you, protect me against my own weakness and against the attacks of the wicked spirits. Enlighten my mind and my heart so that I may always know and accomplish the will of God, and lead me to union with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you all so much for your time. Sorry it took so long. Friday is the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Maybe you could pray this prayer again on the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Feel free to take more prayer cards. There's some in boxes by the door, and there's also some on that table. If you have any questions, feel free to stay and ask the question, and we'll be ready to go. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.